Okay, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, what y'all doing?
She's feeding the baby. I just got to put in the baby bed up.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mama told me that you got your job back.
Oh, I got another job. I didn't go there. I went to another job. It's paying me more money, and I'll get insurance.
Oh, that's good. You sound like you got a cold.
I'm losing my voice.
Are you talking too much?
Probably catching a cold, but my voice is going with it.
Well, you need to not talk, unless you absolutely have to then.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are you taking for your cold?
Cough drops.
That's all?
Yeah.
Don't you think you should take something else, like hot tea and honey and stuff?
I might get something, because when I got off work, we had to go straight out to JCPenney's and get the baby bed,
because
I wanted to go ahead and get started with that. Because you can't get none of these sorry-ass people that claim they're friends to do nothing for you when you need them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was either tie it on top of the car or let the top down and put it in the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
And the gift certificate was in her name and JCPenney's with
her. Yeah, Mama told me all about that. So y'all got the bed and you put it up.
Yeah. So.
Is she still nursing the baby or is she bottle feeding her?
Yeah, they over there playing Teddy now.
You over there playing Teddy now?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. So, now I have a question for y'all.
What's that?
What about my pictures of her while she was pregnant?
We got you a couple.
Okay, because I was going to lose my mind.
Miss Thane be like, why don't you stop? You just taking crazy pictures and wasting film, so that might not be very many.
Okay.
But I got you a couple.
Okay, that's good. All right. So what a little woman is eating then?
Huh?
I said a little woman is eating, huh?
What did he say?
I said a little woman is eating.
Yeah. I was listening to both of y'all.
Oh, okay.
What'd you do with it, baby? Oh, I brought it to you. Anyway, yeah, she's over there eating now.
Oh, okay. Can Chamonix talk?
Yeah.
Okay.
She said the nurse told her today that was Vishon's kitchen table, so respect it.
That was what?
Her kitchen table, so she needs to respect it.
What was her kitchen table?
Her breast.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Hold on, is Mom on the phone?
No, she's at home. I just decided to call y'all. But my little man, he's a month and 4 days old, and he's already 11 pounds and 4 ounces.
Yeah?
From titty milk.
Really?
Mm-hmm. All he does is eat, sleep, shit, and piss and cry.
Right. This one lost 4 ounces.
Well, they lose, a couple of ounces between the time that they're born and the time that they go home, but they usually gain it back quick. So don't worry about that.
The first day or so, she wouldn't do nothing to sleep. She wouldn't even eat.
Uh-huh. She was tired. But don't worry about the ounces. They should have told y'all that the baby's expected to lose a couple of ounces between the time of birth and the time of going home.
Right. Well, they've been telling us, they've been trying to tell us everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's been a lot. They've been real helpful.
And you can still call them, you know, after you leave the hospital if you need any help.
The first two that we had to deal with Saturday night when we went,
mm-hmm.
I think they were real sweet. I told Dominic when I get some money, I'm going to get them a couple of roses each and a thank you card.
That'll be nice. Make sure you make a list of things that you need to thank people for.
Right.
And
I told her to do that.
Yeah, and you need to get thank you cards.
Right.
You know, you don't need to do that for at least a couple of weeks, but still get thank you cards. And it's a girl cards, you know.
I told her we should do that.
Yeah.
Like all of the people that gave her gifts at the baby shower.
Yeah, I was wondering if somebody gave her a baby shower.
Make a list of them. And, she was actually supposed to have two, but she had the baby too quick.
Oh, okay.
Because she was supposed to have another baby shower on the 18th of this month.
They could still give it to her.
Well, yeah.
Because she could always use what they're going to give, and if they get double things, you know, they can be taken back or what have you, but they could still give it to her.
Well, a couple of girls at the job gave her a gift certificate. JC finished for $80. That's helped us get the bed.
Well, that's good.
It turned out to be $30.
So, what does she need? I mean,
let her tell you. I'm gonna give her the phone.
Okay.
I need to go down to the train station and I thought you were just laying back chilling, baby. I can't wait for Stephanie.
Why laying back chilling when you're feeding the baby?
Hey, honey girl. How you doing?
Fine. She's killing my nipple, though.
Yeah, they're going to hurt for about 10 days.
And then it'll be all right?
Yeah, it'll be all right. Put something on them, like They have some nipple cream that they could have gave you at the hospital or could have told you what kind. But the best thing you can do for them is to let them get air and let them get as much heat, light that you can, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can do them like that to try to toughen them up. And basically just bear with it, you know, keep them clean. And breast milk helps them out too. But, you know, anything you do, no matter what it is, as often as she's going to nurse, which is about every couple of hours or depending on how much she eats. This boy eats like every 2 hours.
She's like that.
Okay, well, it really won't do much good, but you, like I said, you can let them get air. You can put some Vaseline on them, you know, because they're going to get scabs on them. They may even bleed a little bit, you know, like you've scratched yourself or something like that. It won't be no whole bunch of blood or anything, but you'll get scabs on them. So just keep them clean, wash the scabs off, and, you know, just bite down on you, you know, with your teeth when she starts nursing. Because after she starts, you know, the pain will ease up. But in the beginning is when it hurts, so basically just grit your teeth.
That's what I've been doing. I told her to slam her. She don't stop.
I know. Uh-uh, wait till she get big and tell her about it, then slam her ass. That's what you got to do, because that's what I'm going to do with mine. I'm going to body slam them all. I ain't had a chance to body slam Rochelle and Dirk yet. I didn't nurse Tony. But this boy, I tell you, he's 11 pounds and 4 ounces.
Wow.
He's put on 4 pounds and 3 ounces since he was born. All he does is eat, Chamonique.
That's all for the breast milk?
Mm-hmm, that's all.
That's good.
He's a pig. I call him Little Pig. Little handsome, little pig, little man. But basically, he's a little pig. He laying here now on my lap, moving around, grunting. Probably wants some milk. Because all he does is eat, little white boy.
This a little white girl.
I know what you mean. Aren't you proud?
Uh-huh.
I wish I could see her. I hope y'all take a whole bunch of pictures of her. But I need to find out what you need for the baby or what you want me to send you for the baby, or should I just send what I want? Do you have a baby wipe warmer?
That's what I told Jay I wanted tonight.
Okay, well, I'll go and get it for you tomorrow and send it to you. So in the meantime, just stick them in between your bra. I mean, in between your titties and let them get warm.
That's what I do.
Okay.
I'll
and,
be sitting on them.
Because
you know,
I just bought one for myself, because I was going to get it through a magazine, and I found it at Walmart cheaper, so I'll send you one of those. What else do you need?
Some of Missy's old stuff.
Oh, well, you're going to get that. That's automatic, but I want to send you something new, so I'll just buy something new and put in with the things I'm going to send you. And the best place to get the baby wipes from, what kind of baby wipes are you using?
Those over there are Huggies.
Yeah, that's what I always use.
Huggies scented.
Okay. They're cheaper. The cheapest place I know where to get them is Walmart.
Okay.
So you can buy them in bulk there. I think I saw back there in the department where they have all the baby stuff. Just go back there, and I think that just look where the baby wipes are, but look up, and you'll see if they got them put the same way as they got them in this store. They got them on the very top shelf, and they got them in cases.
Okay.
So it's best to buy them in cases. That way you don't have to go and haul them every 2 or 3 days or whatever like that. I buy 8 and 10 boxes at a time.
All right.
Because I use them for myself, too. I use them in the kitchen, in the bathroom. And basically anywhere I go, I take 2 packages with me. So you need your portable package to carry, and then you need, you know, a bunch of them at home.
What?
Okay, so I'm going to make sure.
Who came through the window?
Who came in the window?
Carson came in through the window, Jay.
Big man. Big man. Missy is asleep. Yes, yeah, stinky boy. Stinky boy. Okay, who came in the window?
Carson.
Carson.
It's tripping me out.
Oh, wait a minute. You don't need that kind of crap going on. Neither do Stephanie. What's his problem?
Jay, you stop acting like a sissy.
You ought to see this baby smile.
I'm not studying you, Jay. Aw. Jay got a little, you hear his voice and he act like he damn near in labor. So I... He say, what do you recommend he get for his little throat?
Tell him, I told him to drink some hot tea with honey and lemon and not to talk so much, to keep his mouth closed unless he absolutely had to say something.
He say, stop talking.
And take something for that cold.
He say, What'd you say, some hot water?
Some hot. You so crazy. You so crazy. You are crazy.
She didn't say that, Jay. You want a burper?
I already told him what to get. And
she already told you what to get. Why are you acting crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, your throat's sore, but your brain is you losing your memory.
Tell him to stop acting like he's full of shit.
I know. I told him he acted like a little sissy.
Mm-hmm. Shit, you already got your hands full.
Don't
start acting like no little bitch just because he got a job and he got other responsibilities, because that's fucking life.
I know. I told him he can't be getting sick.
I don't know what that boy's problem is.
Give you some what? For what? I am not, Jay. I am not.
What's the matter, sweetie?
Jay, don't make me mad, all right? Stop acting like a sissy. I'm not giving you no money, Jay.
What is he belly aching about?
Give him some money to get some NyQuil.
He needs something.
I ain't supporting your cold habits, nigga. Give me some money. Shit. You better be glad you eating and got somewhere to stay.
He needs to stop belly aching. He got to start all over again. Shit.
Give you some money.
Okay.
Jay, please don't bring postpartum depression out of me.
Tell him to leave you alone. Shit. You've been through enough changes. Dick, I thought he had learned his lesson already to start doing something different.
I told him he got
belly aching and whining like a little bitch.
He ain't been sick the whole time I known him, and this is the first time, and he act like he dying. You ain't going nowhere, so I don't know what you're doing. What? Stephanie, get off at 10:30, Jay. Stop whining.
Who keeps Stephanie, baby?
Garson got him today.
Yeah, okay. When you planning on going back to work?
I'm supposed to go February the 5th.
Yeah, okay. What about arrangements to take care of the baby while you...
Well, Jay, it don't matter, son.
Hmm. Is this a bad time? I can get off the phone because I don't talk long enough.
Yes.
Okay, well, Mama will probably be calling you tomorrow to check on you because she was going to try. She told me she was going to try tonight, but evidently she haven't. But, yeah, I can go ahead and get off now. Did you ever call that number? There's one more thing.
Uh-uh.
To get that long-distance call?
No, but I'll call tomorrow.
Do you still have it?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yeah, call in and see if you can get it because I told you it's an 800 number and they got one here in the city, so see if you qualify for that.
All right.
All right. Well, I hope things work out. Don't let that boy get on your nerves.
Okay, get him.
All right. I love you, honey.
I love you, too.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.